Texas Representative Tony Gonzalez forced into runoff with Second Amendment activist Brandon Herrera. By John Binder on March 5, 2024. In Texas's 23rd Congressional District, Representative Tony Gonzalez, RTX, has been forced into a runoff against Second Amendment activist and small business owner Brandon Herrera. On Tuesday, Gonzalez failed to secure a majority of Republican primary votes and thus will head into a runoff election with Herrera, who finished second in the race. Gonzalez, most recently, was among 25 House Republicans who opposed Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., as Speaker of the House. Herrera, whom Breitbart News interviewed last year, owns a small business in firearm manufacturing and calls himself a Second Amendment absolutist. On key issues, Gonzalez has increasingly found himself on the side of the Republican establishment. In 2022, for example, Gonzalez was the lone Republican from Texas's congressional delegation to support the bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which President Joe Biden ultimately signed into law. The law incentivizes states to impose red flag laws using taxpayer money, expands background checks for many gun buyers, and broadens the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, NICS, prohibited purchasers list by using domestic violence statutes to cover dating relationships. Likewise, on immigration, Gonzalez has sought to revive former President George W. Bush's Any Willing Worker policy, suggesting that the nation's federal immigration policy ought to be that anybody who wants to come and work can do so, neglecting the role of immigration on Americans' wages and job prospects. Gonzalez also similarly opposed Representative Chip Roy's RTX, Border Safety and Security Act requiring the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to deport any illegal alien arriving at the southern border when the agency is unable to detain them. "We can't allow the Republican Party to be hijacked," Gonzalez said of Roy's bill, trying to ban legitimate asylum claims. "One, it's not Christian, and two, to me, it's very anti-American. So a lot is at stake." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.